Does Kjartan care about your life? He went on. If you tell the truth about Ragnar's death, Uhtred, then he does care, because you can contradict his lies. And if Ragnar learns that truth from you, then Kjartan will certainly fear for his life. It is in Kjartan's interest, therefore, to kill you. I tell you this only so that you may consider whether you wish to return to Chirinchester, where the Danes have, he paused, influence. You will be safer in Wessex, but how long will Wessex last? He evidently did not expect an answer, but kept pacing. Ubba has sent men to Mercia, which suggests he will follow. Have you met Ubba? Many times. Tell me of him. I told him what I knew. Told him that Ubba was a great warrior, though very superstitious. And that intrigued Alfred, who wanted to know all about Storri the sorcerer, and about the rune sticks. And I told him how Ubba never picked battles for the joy of fighting, but only when the runes said he could win. But the once he fought, he did so with a terrible savagery. Alfred wrote it all down, then asked if I had met Halfdan, the youngest brother, and I said I had, but very briefly. Halfdan speaks of avenging Ivar, Alfred said, so it's possible he will not come back to Wessex. Not soon, anyway. But even with Halfdan in Ireland, there will be plenty of pagans left to attack us. He explained how he had anticipated an attack this year, but the Danes had been disorganized and he did not expect that to last. They will come next year, he said, and we think Ubba will lead them. Or Guthrum, I said. I had not forgotten him. He is in East Anglia now. He glanced reproachfully at Breda, remembering her tales of Edmund. Breda, quite unworried, just watched him with half-closed eyes. He looked back to me. What do you know of Guthrum? Again I talked, and again he wrote. He was intrigued about the bone in Guthrum's hair, and shuddered when I repeated Guthrum's insistence that every Englishman be killed. A harder job than he thinks, Alfred said dryly. He laid the pen down and began pacing again. There are different kinds of men, he said, and some are to be more feared than others. I feared Ivar the Boneless, for he was cold and thought carefully. Ubba, I don't know, but I suspect he is dangerous. Halfdan, a brave fool, but with no thoughts in his head. Guthrum, he is the least to be feared. The least? I sounded dubious. Guthrum might be called the unlucky, but he was a considerable chieftain and led a large force of warriors. He thinks with his heart, Uhtred, Alfred said, not his head. You can change a man's heart, but not his head. I remember staring at Alfred then, thinking that he spouted foolishness like a horse pissing. But he was right, or almost right, because he tried to change me, but never succeeded. A bee drifted through the door. Neatgenger snapped impotently at it, and the bee droned out again. But Guthrum will attack us? Alfred asked. He wants to split you, I said. One army by land, another by sea, and the Britons from Wales. Alfred looked at me gravely. How do you know that? So I told him about Guthrum's visit to Ragnar, and the long conversation that I had witnessed, and Alfred's pen scratched, little flecks of ink spattering from the quill at rough spots on the parchment. What this suggests, he spoke as he wrote, is that Ubba will come from Mercia by land, and Guthrum by sea from East Anglia. He was wrong about that, but it seemed likely at the time. How many ships can Guthrum bring? I had no idea. 70, I suggested. 100? Far more than that, Alfred said severely. And I cannot build even 20 ships to oppose them. Have you sailed, Uhtred? Many times. With the Danes? He asked pedantically. With the Danes, I confirmed.